And we need to be very particular about staying under the blood of Jesus and calling on Jesus. You know, Peter was walking on the water. He was walking in faith. He's walking on water. And he started sinking. Now, I don't know if he got up to his ankles or his nose, but he called out to Jesus and said, "Jesus, save me." And he did. That's a very effective prayer. "Jesus, help me." And we're going to pray for this election. Father, we come against the deep state. We stand in defiance of them and their evil ways. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you'll cause supernatural glitches to hit their Dominion voting machines so they won't work the way they want them to work. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that every poll worker that is in them areas counting vote, that they'll stand strong and not let anybody cheat, not let anybody do anything underhanded. Father, we bind and rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. We command him in the name of Jesus to cease and desist in his operations against this country and our vote. And Father, we thank you, we give you the praise, and we give you the glory for the victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. November 4th,
huh?
Day of prayer and fasting.
What now?
November 4th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember what happened when in 2016 when Trump and Hillary were running, and they had Hillary way up on top and Trump way down, and actually the whole world came into agreement in prayer and it just went. it was cool. Look, we need to turn out in mass. Every single one of us needs to go vote. And I'm going to break the law. I'm going to tell you right now, vote for Trump. I'm serious. If Trump doesn't win, this is our last election. Kamala is a known Marxist. These people are evil. They want you dead. I can't get this through enough. There's an evil regime in this country, in this whole world. This evil regime wants you taken out of the way. And we have to stand up to it. The number one way is with our vote. That's one of our most important weapons. Number two thing is stand up for the Constitution. Stand up for the word of righteousness. And make your voice known. You know, I know you're not called to go to Washington or even Austin, but right here, where it counts, right here is where we're at. When they do something crazy down here at the local courthouse, we need to be there. And we need to stand up for righteousness in our everyday walk. Yesterday, I had a Christian. He's been following all... They'll chase any rabbit trail they come across, you know, and do whatever. But anyway, he stood right in front of me and said, "Well, Trump did some bad things." I said, "He did not eat babies. He did not drink blood. He did not sacrifice to Satan." Now, he had a divorce and some bankruptcies. He probably did adultery. But he's not trying to kill you. And he kind of looked at me, and you could see it kind of open up, and he realized just how evil. It irritates me when a Christian tells me that Trump is the lesser of two evils. We need to get our minds right on this. We are in a war, fighting for the very life of this country, not only this country, but this world, and our own, and we're fighting directly against Satan. He has his representatives, and he has them in perfect order. We cannot be running around willy-nilly hoping something happens. We got to make it happen. I mean, we got to go vote, and we got to stand up to it. Amen? Okay, can I have a couple people help me with the communion? Don't think they're getting much traction with their new pandemic, but they're trying. They're trying. There's some counties in California that have locked down. They've decided you're going to mask up. They're trying. We're not going to fall for it. We're going to stay under the blood. We're going to stay close to the communion. We're going to believe on Jesus. But we need to discern the body of Christ. And we need to see Him and His sacrifice, and see what this perfect, sinless body did. See, whatever we do, we want to make sure we don't do it out of religious habit, but we do it out of faith. So when we discern the body of Christ, we need to see this perfect, sinless body of Jesus that was beaten and bruised for us. We need to see that perfect, sinless body of Jesus with stripes in His back. Because the Bible tells us that it's by His stripes we were healed. We need to see that body of Jesus everywhere that He got pierced. Because everywhere He got pierced, He shed blood. And every time He shed blood, it was on purpose, deliberate, and it was for redemption in certain areas of our life. And we need to see Him on that cross. With all of our sins, all of our sicknesses, all of our judgment laid on Him. We need to see His broken body being given to us for our healing. We thank You for that in Jesus' name. That blood of Jesus is so perfectly pure because there was no sin in it at all. And it's that blood of Jesus that washed away our sins and made us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And because that blood had no sin in it, it never died. That's why the blood of Jesus continually washes away our sins. And the blood of Jesus continually protects us. And it's because of that blood of Jesus that we can go boldly into the throne room of God's grace and receive mercy and grace in times of need. We can go right into His presence as if nothing ever happened, because it's the blood of Jesus that makes us pure. We thank You for that in Jesus' name. Open up in your Bibles to the book of Habakkuk chapter 1. And we'll continue on with our adventure here, where we decided we pretty much found Washington, D.C. in the book of Habakkuk. Well, God pronounced a judgment on the evil of this world. And one of the things, when he did that, the hell is true, and we need to, as the jury, we need to pronounce that out loud, the judgment on them people. I can't seem to express it enough how evil some of these people really are. There are people that have literally sold their soul to Satan for money, prestige, power, fame. You know, and right now it's coming out. You know, I'm sure all of you have at some point in time heard about the P. Diddy scandal. Okay. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. But that's going to expose a whole bunch of stuff. Washington, D.C. has been just a stronghold for some really demonic activity for a long, long time. There's an actual... there's an altar in Washington, D.C. set up for Satan. And people actually go there and worship Satan. See, this is not... The church has to recognize this. They actually sacrifice living human beings on that altar. The reason I'm saying this is because there's a lot of the church running around acting like, oh, they just done some bad things in Washington. You know, they laundered a little bit of money or whatever. No, completely depraved, evil people. They're pedophiles. They're human traffickers. And they've been doing it with our money. Now, let's look at Habakkuk chapter 1, and we'll continue on with the things that have been found wrong. With this whole system. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 13 says, "Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he?" These people have been treacherous and wicked, swallowing up the righteous. Have you not noticed that the church is under some pretty heavy persecution? Christians are under heavy persecution from, we'll call it Washington, but it's the whole system. There's a government behind the government. You need to understand the people in Washington are just the people we see. That's not the true government. Those are puppets. The true government is a bunch of evil people behind them that run the show. They've been doing it all over the world. They've infiltrated every square inch of society. There's even a council, I think it's a council of 13, but they would meet in New York City once a year. And the devil would manifest himself to them and give them direct orders on what they needed to do. That's not good. That's not good at all. But the reason I say this is so people understand what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people that deal directly with Satan. And we're not to deal with them nicely. The days of the church turning the other cheek and being submissive to this government has to stop. That has to come to an immediate halt. We have to stand up against unrighteousness. Verse 14 goes on and says, "And maketh men as fishes of the sea, as the creeping things that have no ruler over them. They take up all of them with the angle. They catch them with their net and gather them in their drag. Therefore, they rejoice and are glad." That just sounds weird, doesn't it? I mean, that's really hard to get much out of it. But this is what it says. They are glad and they rejoice as they hook and catch people in their nets. They have all kinds of nets and traps set for you. You know, we've talked about the IRS. Did you know that if you sign your name to a tax form, you broke a law? I don't care how good you are, you did something wrong. You did something wrong. If you do something right in one area, it's wrong in another area. That's, you know, their tax books are so thick and so complicated and so hard and so treacherous, they make it impossible for you to stay clean. No matter how clean you are, you're not clean. You're dealing with Satan. And he's going to have a net and a trap set for you. They're not your friend. The United States government is not your friend. I always remember what Ronald Reagan said. If they show up and they say, "I'm from the United States government, I'm here to help," run. You know, unfortunately, when that happens, it's usually people in a situation like in North Carolina, they don't have anywhere to go. Now, we got to make sure they don't do something horrific in Roswell. Another net that they have is on the border. And one of their favorite prey are little children. There's 300,000 children missing from the border. That's just recent. 300,000 children that they cannot account for. They get stolen along the way. Human smugglers steal them or buy them. Whatever, they get them up here. They get separated from adults. They end up in places that they have no business being in. Some of them get put into labor camps. Some of them get put into sexual exploitation. Some of them get put into adrenochrome camps. If you've never heard of adrenochrome, it's a terrible, terrible, terrible elixir that these evil people like. It's supposed to help them rejuvenate. It's supposed to help them stay young. They get a high off of it. They mix it with other drugs. But the only way you can get adrenochrome is to get adrenal fluid from the adrenal glands, which in order to do that, you have to terrify somebody to almost the point of death, and then you extract the adrenal fluid from them. You've all heard of an adrenaline rush. That's what they're getting. These are evil people. There has been generations of people that lived underground in tunnels. Some of them have never seen the light. Their moms never seen the light. I read their account on why they did this. They said, because children with a birth certificate can be traced. If they don't have a birth certificate, they can't be traced. I want you to know how horrible these people are that we're dealing with. How vitally important it is that we stand up to it and win this election. And not just presidential election. You vote Republican right straight down the line. We have a little bit of control over them. And then we can clean that bunch of rats up. Just because they have an R behind their name, that does not mean they're good. Because there's a bunch of Republicans that have been absolutely horrible. We're talking about the depravity of society. Verse 16 says, therefore they sacrifice under their net and burn incense under their drag, because by them their portion is fat and their meat is plenteous. They use the catch, the people they catch, for false worship. They literally sacrifice human beings to Satan. You know, that's one of the big things about abortion. It's not just about family planning. It's not about health. It's nothing more than just a sacrifice to Baal. Now, they may sugarcoat it a lot of different ways, but the people really behind it are evil, and they're wanting sacrifices to Baal. And it's a direct disobedience to the first thing God said. The first thing God said to Adam and Eve was, be fruitful and multiply. Now you know why it's so important for them to annihilate babies. They're going directly against what God says. See, we've had this going on for a long, long time. We're just now, the world's just now waking up to it. And it's pretty shocking to some people. But we're in a time now where I've been talking about this for a long time, over 10 years. And very few people have managed to wake up, but there's some of them now that are starting to wake up and starting to see what's really, really going on. The human trafficking is not just about getting kids into, getting people across the border. Some of these people, they said, here's the deal. We can sell a drug one time. We can sell a gun one time. Or we can sell a kid 15, 20, 30 times a day. See, we're talking about people that have sold their soul. They have absolutely no emotions for human life. None. They sold their soul for money, power, prestige, fame. And we see them on TV all the time. They're famous. And people love them. We hear them on the radio all the time. Verse 17 says, shall they therefore empty their net and not spare continually to slay the nations? See, they catch and destroy people and nations without mercy. Before Obama got elected president, Ukraine was just another country. And then they went in there and took that country over and put a puppet president in, and now they turned it into a place where they could launder money, people, drugs, do all kinds of evil. What's the Libya? What was Libya's president before?
Gaddafi?
Yeah. Everybody hated that guy. Did you know that? Everybody didn't like him. And then he decided he was going to make a gold standard. He's going to trade oil in gold. And then they went in there and they took that over and they killed him. And everybody talks about, well, he was all evil. Did you know something about Gaddafi? A lot of the stuff you've been told about him is a lie. You're going to find out that a whole bunch of stuff that you've been told in life was a complete lie. Did you know that Gaddafi made an aqueduct? He found out that he had a whole bunch of fresh water under his country, and he made an aqueduct so he could send water into northern Africa so they could grow crops and feed themselves. And the CIA went in there and destroyed that aqueduct. The CIA using our money. They had free education. They had free health care. Not everything that we get told about people is true. See, we get told certain narratives about people so that we won't trust them. All my life, I was told China's bad. Russia's bad. All the people in China are bad. All the people in Russia are bad. And I started meeting people from Russia and China. And they're like, these guys ain't bad. These guys aren't bad. I said, I don't have any reason to hate them. And actually, I started running into Christians from China. And they're like, that's not what I've been told all my life. See, in order for Satan to get his deal done, he has to divide and conquer. He has to divide and conquer. And this is one of the rules of socialism, is division. Cause racial divisions, cause social divisions, cause any kind of division that you can cause. Keep this group of people hating this group of people, and this group of people hating that group of people, and that group of people hating this group of people. Tell poor men that rich men are bad. I told somebody one time, he's griping, I said, you know, I never, ever, ever in my life drew a good paycheck from a poor man. They cause things to happen. They're entrepreneurs. They make the world turn around. But here's the thing. Satan knows that if one person can cause 1,000 to flight, two people can cause 10,000 to flight. If they come into agreement, he's toast. What would happen if everybody just stopped hating each other and came into agreement and decided that we all had the same enemy and his name is Satan and it's not each other? That'd be pretty cool. Then we could get something done. Instead, we're too busy arguing, well, you don't baptize people the way we do. You don't take communion the way we do. You don't do this right. You don't even get born again the right way. Come on, knock it off. Our enemy is Satan. In the same way God uses people to spread his kingdom, Satan uses people to spread his. Amen. And we need to be able to identify them. And that's what we're doing. Let's go to chapter 2, verse 4. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. See, we know that part of it, the just shall live by faith. But did you know that these evil people are puffed up with their ungodly desires? If you want to see them puffed up, watch the Super Bowl halftime show. Watch some of these parades that some of these people, they celebrate Satanism. And they tell us of their plans, too. Remember, I think it was a halftime, might have been an Olympics. They had a big show. But it was before, the COVID. They had all these dancers in masks. They were telling us what they were going to do. They planned it out. They tell us. They put it before us. Did you know that COVID has a patent? Now, legally, somebody's breaking the law because it's illegal to patent nature. You can't patent nature. You can't have a patent on nature. You didn't make it. So if it's natural, they broke the law by getting a patent on it. If they got a patent on it, it must be man-made. And Bill Gates happens to own that patent. Verse 5 says, you also, because he transgresses by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlarges his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. They overindulge in wine. They're arrogant, and they never rest from evil. They're never satisfied with one death, but they sacrifice many. They take captive nations and people. See, we decided that behind the scenes, there's an evil banking system. And it's a central bank. Everybody knows about a central bank, but they don't really seem to understand what a central bank is. See, Gaddafi, he didn't have a central bank in Libya. Did you know that? Right after they killed him and took that nation over, first thing that happened, they had a central bank. Did you know that there's only three countries in the world that don't have a central bank? Iran and Cuba. Trying to remember the last one. I can't remember the last one. Iran and Cuba, they don't have a central... Oh, North Korea. North Korea. Those three countries are the only countries in the whole world that don't have a central bank. And we're taught nationwide to hate them. I've never ran into a Cuban that was mean. The only Cubans I ever ran into were pretty cool. I've only ran into one North Korean, and he was a good guy. But here's the thing. We get told what They want us to know. They control the narrative, but not anymore. They're losing it because we're getting too many different news sources. What they were trying to use to defeat us has been turned around to defeat them. The internet. The internet was designed because they were so arrogant that they didn't think that the people in the flyover states would be smart enough to figure out the internet. I'm serious. This is how arrogant these people are. They didn't think we would be smart enough to figure out how to use the internet. Al Gore. I sat there and listened to him talk about this. He was talking about the internet, and I thought, well, this is kind of well, but he's making it sound like it was supposed to be just for important people. And then they kicked the internet loose, and it was available to
children.
A lot of people. And I thought, that's not what he said. Well, that's not what he said, because he didn't know that we could figure out how to punch a button on a computer. They're arrogant. They think they're the only ones that have a right to this world. Verse 6. Shall not all these take up a parable against him and a taunting proverb against him and say, woe to him that increases that which is not his? How long, and to him that ladeth himself with thick clay? The bribes are rampant in government. The bribes are just rampant. The biggest, one of the biggest, you know, BlackRock is one of the biggest stock owners in the world, and Vanguard, and they, one of them said, if it just takes $10,000 to own a senator or a congressman, $10,000, a $10,000 bribe, and you got yourself a congressman. This is why Trump was so adamantly against these lobbyists. These lobbyists have more power than congressmen and senators. They know all the ins and outs, but they have the money behind them to back them up. They buy what they want to buy. See, that's got to stop. The extortion's got to stop. Do any of you, I know you've seen the video of Biden saying that Ukraine wasn't going to get $1 billion when he was vice president. They weren't going to get $1 billion unless they got rid of this attorney that was trying to prosecute his son. That's bribery. That's extortion. See, this is what we're dealing with. And it's all over the nation. It's not just in politics. It's in the oil field too. I had to deal with it in the oil field. People would say, give me a bid, but don't put any donuts or gloves or whiskey or anything else in it. I'd say, what are you talking about? They're saying, give me a bid, just don't put in what it's going to cost to bribe my company men. I'm not buying a job from you, buddy. You know, it's just, it's not right. It's not right. And it's got to stop. And it's going to stop. But it's going to stop with us. You realize Trump's not going to save us? You realize nobody's going to just swoop in and carry us away right away. We're going to have to stand up and fight. You're going to have to vote. Everybody in this building should vote. I have confidence that everyone in this building will vote. You already did? How'd you do that? Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought it started. That's all. Okay. You. Yeah. I liked it when everybody voted on the same day. You know, and we'd go down there and then up home, you know, when we lived in Campbell County, lived in Gillette, it was like a bunch of cattle getting sorted, you know, because you'd show up there at this huge complex, there'd be thousands of people standing in line, and you'd just go down there, and they had certain precincts. There were like 40 precincts or something like that. You just go down there, they give you a ballot and or whatever, and you'd halt, you'd just walk down there until you seen your precinct number, and you turn in there and you vote, and right out you go. Thousands of people. It was fun, actually. You know, first time I went to vote there, I thought, man, this is going to be terrible. But they had it in. They had it in order. You just went. They sickled us through there so fast it wasn't even funny. I was amazed at how they. Huh? You know, they really had a system. They had a good system set up. Let's look one more verse, and we'll stop. Verse 8 says, because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil thee, because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. These people have plundered many nations. They've shed a lot of unnecessary blood. They've destroyed land and cities and the people in them. I can't wait for the day when somebody finally comes out and tells us the exact reason each one of our wars was started. Not what the people have wanted us to know or think, but the truth behind the matter. And you'll find out that it was evil people working both sides of the line. Did you know that the same people financed all these wars, both sides, financed on both sides? War is one of their biggest money makers they got. And the United States, they call it the industrial war machine, is one of their biggest vendors. That's why you can see Lindsey Graham. They call him a war hawk. One day he'll be talking, he'll be almost sane. And then all of a sudden he'll say, we need to nuke Iran. You know, it's like, well, he owns a lot of stock in the industrial war machine. But Iraq is one of the most recent examples we've got. They told us we were going to go over there and get rid of all the weapons of mass destruction. Pretty much all that we did was go over there and nurture a little place for George Pappy Bush to grow poppy seeds. That's what it was. He's a drug dealer. Well, yeah, that, but they went in there, and the CIA had poppy fields as far as you could see. You know what happened when the Taliban took over? They burned them poppy fields down. It's gone. They want nothing to do with the illegal drugs. Then we stole their finances. We stole their oil. We bombed their cities. We annihilated people. And we did it where the United States, the citizens were waving flags and being patriotic. For the wrong reasons. We didn't know. We had a false flag. And we fell for a lie. See, the Twin Towers came down on 9/11. But do you know the whole story about that? On 9/10, Donald Rumsfeld came out and said, we're missing $2.3 trillion. And the next day, the Twin Towers came down, and Building 7. Nothing hit Building 7. There were no planes that hit Building 7. Nothing hit Building 7 at all. But it came down. Because it had records of this JSARA Act that had been signed into law. That we were supposed to go into this new system. Let's go back standard. And then we had to go through all of this other stuff, and 20-some years later, we're finally on this edge again. We're finally getting back to where we're supposed to be. We're going into a whole new dispensation of time. We're going into a whole new financial system. I believe we're going to have a humongous revival, but we're going to have a humongous religious collapse. See, there's a whole bunch of religion that needs to be taken out of the way so that we can have a revival. And I think it's going to happen at the same time. The Bible does tell us about all of us coming together in the unity of the faith. Did you notice it didn't say we're going to come together in the unity of our doctrine? That's never going to happen. There nobody can agree on doctrine or theology. But I believe when Jesus sets this deal up, we're going to come together in the unity of the faith. And we're going to understand that Jesus is Lord. And we're going to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen? All right. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you do for us. Father, we thank you for our victory. We understand that we're going to have to go through some rough waters getting there, but you are Lord, and you will lead us through the valley of the shadow of death, and we will stand victorious. Father, we thank you for taking care of us. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to turn this nation around in righteousness and look to you. And Father, that righteousness will win this election in Jesus' name. Amen. We have coffee and snacks back here. Come back and have some.